This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Bears fans, this is Take the North.
What's the reason to duck?
It's here. There's no reason to duck.
With your hosts, Dan Wiederer and Mark Grody.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
What's happening, everybody? Here we are. This is, make no mistake about it, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Take the North podcast starring that guy, Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune. I am Mark Grody of Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We are here, like we always are, to talk about the Chicago Bears. Dan and I cover the Bears. That is what we do. We are out on the practice field. We are in the locker rooms. We are at the games. And guess what, Mr. Wiederer? That's it. Another Bears off-season program has come and gone. OTAs, mini camps, rookie camps, mandatory, not mandatory. We officially stop using words like that as of right now.
The final OTA is in the books. It went in the books on Wednesday. The Bears had their final OTA practice at Halas Hall. Tuesday was the last day that it was open to us as media members to go out and see what was going on. This final week up there in Lake Forest was designed for the rookies and second-year players. Just a handful of guys that weren't rookies or second-year players showing up out there. I think we counted 46 players in all who attended. So that's a little bit more than half the 90-man roster here in the middle of June. Caleb Williams, one of the attendees. I think that was a good sight to see, just understanding how much work he still needs to get done, particularly in his acclimation period with Ben Johnson. But this was it. This was the last little hurrah up there at 1920 Football Drive, and then everyone will part, and then they will regroup later this summer, just next month. You and I are counting down the days because we know how quickly they will go.
yeah, no doubt. And we'll get to more of that at the end of the podcast here today. But yes, this is sort of reporters' recess. And like Dan said, the players have a little bit more work to do, but it will be recess for them as well. And then we all meet back when the bell rings again coming up in camp. I thought it was interesting. I'm a little bit kind of going both ways on this. The Rome and Caleb being there,
yeah,
was terrific amongst all the rookies, especially Caleb. But I will say, and I said this on the radio too, I kind of thought with everything that has gone on, you know, with the, yes, I will say it again, the Wickersham piece with the Wickersham piece with Caleb, and just because this is, you know, Caleb still trying to prove himself, such an important year, I actually thought it was imperative,
right,
that Caleb Williams was at this final OTA. And I give him credit. I don't want to like discredit the guy. It's cool that he was there. That's awesome. It was great. But I kind of thought it would be more of a story,
yes,
if he hadn't been there,
yes,
in this case.
You and I are 100% on the same page on that, because there was certain lines of questioning on Tuesday that were like, how great is it that Caleb's here? And it was just like, yeah, no, he's here because he should be here. And it would have been, to your point, a bigger deal if he just decided, nah, I'm good. I got enough work done. You know, we'll be fine when we roll in on July 19th as quarterbacks and rookies, and we can pick it up from there. So yeah, look, like I think that imperative's a good word choice there, and I'm glad that he squeezed a little bit more out of this offseason program, because I think we've all seen with our eyes, as Ben told us last week, this offense is not ready for primetime yet. There's a lot of heavy lifting ahead, and so you may as well keep doing the lifting while you've got opportunities to do the lifting.
And there should be a lot of room left for improvement. I mean, that shouldn't be a shocking line to anybody. It's OTAs, and the Chicago Bears lost 10 in a row last year. So no matter how good or how much better this team is going to be, it ain't there yet, and it shouldn't be there yet. So I don't think that should alarm anybody. Dan, what stood out to you that Ben Johnson said on the final day that we got to be there?
Look, I think you would agree with me that hearing from Ben from January until now has been great. Every time that he's been up at a lectern or sat at a table with us and chatted, you've learned a little bit of something. I think this football team will walk into training camp next month with a little bit of wind at its back. That's in part because of the additions that Ryan Poles made to the roster, got aggressive, stabilized the interior offensive line, put some talent around the young quarterback. But it's also because they hired Ben Johnson and made a massive upgrade at the head coaching position. And what I think we're seeing here is a head coach, first-time head coach, who's tried to put his fingerprints on the program in the spring. And so we had an opportunity for the last time in the spring to talk to Ben Johnson on Tuesday. And one of the things that I was curious about is just this, what he feels was accomplished here in the spring, and then kind of how he will get away and lock back in when it's time.
What momentum do you think you've created here throughout the spring for the big picture team purposes?
Yeah, I think really I alluded to it last week. There were a lot of objectives we had for the offseason program, and specifically phase one, phase two, phase three, and we met that criteria. I think when these guys walk away, they understand what the expectation level is. I hope that they also understand our coaching staff a little bit better as well. We haven't fully come together as a unit, a full team yet, just offense, defense, special teams. But I think we've made some headway there just getting to know each other because really training camp is going to be a lot about building trust. And I think we got a head start there. But when we come back, it'll be the fundamentals, techniques. They'll know what that's about, how we want to practice, what's allowed, what's not allowed. I think really they're going to take that and run with it. Our vets will. And then we'll really just be able to focus on getting good at football plays from there on out in situations. And so I'm pleased with the progress we've made over the last few weeks. Alluded to it last week. We got a lot of work still to come, but we're right on track.
What will you do during the break personally to both get away and then also to lock back in and set up the runway?
So that is a personal question. There's plenty of things here going on. I'm still tying down the loose ends of training camp, been getting that schedule finalized. Had a good meeting with the coordinators here this morning on that. So that's really project number one there. And my family's coming in this weekend, so that's a step in the right direction. 4 months without them being here full time takes its toll. And then, being in and out of the office, I've always, whether it was as a position coach or coordinator, I viewed the summer as a great opportunity to get ahead a little bit. I think you can get some creative juices flowing as you start studying some of the tapes from around the league and some other places, maybe college ball. So I've had a process that I'm committed to. And so I'll be in and out of the office a good bit. And then at the same time, probably get away for a minute as well.
He's just going to get away for a minute, Grody. That didn't sound like a head coach who was looking forward to his summer vacation. It was a guy that looking forward to getting in the office and grinding some tape and being kind of obsessive about using this period of freedom to try to find some things that help them get better. Did you take note of that as you listened to Ben?
But not surprised. Yeah, I did. And this is, this is an intense job that he has. And I think, just thinking of his predecessors, and it seemed similar in terms of got to spend time. It's all about the job, the job, the job. So that's good. That's good. I mean, I think that that's important to know how important this gig is to Ben Johnson. Even though you wanted to make it personal, I'm glad that Ben Johnson was able to forge through that.
He kind of made it personal himself there with the, just kind of opening up a little bit about, you know, look, like I haven't been with my wife and kids for several months, yeah. You know, on a regular basis. And so like there has to be a little bit of strain to that. And now you get a chance to get them here in town and to get your life settled. You know, we always take away the human element of these guys because they are characters in a football movie for us. And then you're like, yeah, man, like they've got to buy a house, settle into a house, move into a house, get the kids' bedroom set. You know what I mean? Like there's a lot of human element things that need to occur here in the short term. So I was happy that Ben went there. He's been just a treat to talk to because I do think that there isn't, you know, it's just a productive back and forth. It's a conversation every time we're in there, and it doesn't have this like weird, stilted, awkward nature to it like we've experienced before. I did think in the answer to the first question when he just talks about confidence that they've established standards and expectations and the guys will know what can happen at practice and what can't and how they'll go through it. And then he said something to the effect of, but you know, we'll get into camp and then we'll focus on getting good at football plays. And you're like, oh yeah, that's a pretty important thing to do in the month of August as you get ready to play real football games after that. And so hopefully there's not a lot of sidestepping and then it's just a lot of forward stepping for the Bears as they get ready to play that first game, which will be on primetime on a Monday night in the division in September.
Yeah, no, I'm right on with what you're saying. He said, use the words building trust and what you were saying, what's allowed and what is not allowed. A lot of times I would skip past that kind of stuff, the team building, but we all know there needed to be some sort of reclamation project relative to whatever was going on in the locker room and on the practice field last year. So I think that all of that stuff is actually important. And I do want to ask you one, because I'm thinking about Ben Johnson and his 4 months away from his family and talking about how it takes its toll. I'm trying to think about this because I can't relate. I'm not married. I don't have children. Ben does. You do as well. So here's what goes through my head when I think about 4 months away from their family. It was probably pretty nice for the first month or so. I'm just guessing. Like, just a step away from the family. I know that he loves his wife. I know that he loves his children, and he's a family man. But, Dan, that, you know, that's not the worst thing in the world to get away for a little while.
All right, so I will tell you that when training camp moved from Bourbonnais back to Lake Forest, I told people, this is probably the second training camp that we were back in Lake Forest, that one of the biggest things I missed about training camp being away in Bourbonnais was when you would finish the day, you would file your story at Olivet Nazarene University, and you'd drive back to the hotel, and you would get like 45 to 90 minutes to just lay on your bed with no one talking to you, right? Like that was the magic, you know. You'd be like,
it
oh,
does
man.
Sound
like,
great even right
like
now.
You just throw on something on the TV, you know, and whatever reruns were on TNT or TBS, you know, and you're just man, I'm just gonna totally veg out. That does not exist here now. In when training camp is in Lake Forest, I come home and there's a long list of things that I need to tend to, and there are kids and that have questions and observations from their day to share. And so like there is a little bit of that. It's not to say anything about the love I have for my wife,
but to
your point, like that's probably, you know, Ben probably had a chance to really dial in on what he wanted to do from a football coaching standpoint. And now you'll balance that a little bit as you go forward. Another little small nugget I'll share is because I remember this from 2017 when you listen to Ben share something like that and you feel like refreshed about that. Christian McCaffrey was a rookie in 2017. He was coming to play the Bears at Soldier Field. And John Fox was the coach at the time of the Bears, and he had been in Denver when Christian McCaffrey was in high school. And so Ed McCaffrey, he'd go out to Christian McCaffrey's high school games, right? Like on Friday nights in Denver with Ed McCaffrey. Mm-hmm. And so I asked Fox about it, and he gave like a very quick surface level answer. And I asked a follow-up, something along the lines of like, you know, so what exactly was that like watching Christian McCaffrey, you know, play in high school on Friday in Colorado? And Foxy was like, well, I'm not going to give you my whole social calendar, you know. Like, bro, I'm not asking for your whole social calendar. I just want to, like, this seems like a fun anecdote for the masses, and we don't have to make this like, oh god, there's an inquisition going on here. So hopefully Ben retains this openness and this understanding that like we're all just people going through through life on different planes and intersecting in this world at Hallis Hall in a way that makes it entertaining for everybody.
Amen. All right, as we head into our second set, are we good to move on to the second segment here?
No, because I did want to share one more thing because Obviously every time we talk to Ben, we have to talk to Ben about Caleb, right? And we talked about Caleb being here this week. And so I think there was a little bit of an exchange. Just, you know, we've asked him 100 questions about Caleb since he got here. Just kind of what his impressions have been of Caleb as we close the books on the spring. And here was that back and forth.
There's always a throw or two every single day. The movement stuff outside of the pocket. It's what we thought coming into town here was the ability to create. And I don't, you know, sometimes you get wrapped up when you're in the multiple play call game, being in a perfect play all the time for the perfect coverage, that look of the defense. And really with him, it doesn't matter so much what the play call is. If it's the perfect play versus the first, then it's great. It's there. And if it's not, then he's able to find a way to make it work. And so, I think there's a little bit of that's going on right now and figuring that out, but he's done a great job so far digesting. He's working hard and, you know, there's still some hiccups out there when you're watching it, some turnovers or needs to play one more time. And that's part of the growing process.
You sort of look at it like if he can play on time, then he'll take off.
I think he's going to play on time when the receivers present themselves that way. And if, they're not there, if number one or number two's not there, I think he's got the ability to make it right for us.
Grody, I feel like that was a realization from the head coach that occurred over these last 6 weeks, that the quarterback is going to take some pressure off him as a play caller, that there is an ability to create that off-script magic in a way that then makes it easier to call plays because you're not always seeking the perfect play at the perfect time. And Caleb can do those things. You heard what I heard in the outset. Every practice, there's one or two magical throws where you're like, yeah, that's why everyone believes that this kid can be a star in this league. We know that box is checked. It's in Sharpie, and everybody knows that that's there. The arm talent and the off-script magic is there. If you remember heading into the 2024 draft, Ryan Poles talked about quarterbacks fitting into one of two categories, either artists or surgeons. I think they know that Caleb is an artist. They're trying to give him a scalpel and some scrubs and say, can you be a surgeon? Oh, by the way, don't forget to put on your beret and get out your paint palette and make some of that magic happen with the canvas that we give you as well. And so I think that's going to be an interesting process as Ben and Caleb go through training camp to balance that, to understand when to do the art and when to do the surgery. And it's not always easy for a quarterback and a play caller to get on the same page with that. There, I thought, at least we heard a coach that feels like he can provide a little bit more wiggle room in that area because he understands what those gifts are from his quarterback.
Yeah, and I think it's really important to bring up too. And like, there's been, I don't think Ben Johnson is necessarily thinking about this while he's talking about Caleb Williams, but we all do the comparisons to the players on Detroit. Oh, Luther Burden can be Amon-Ra St. Brown. This guy could be that guy. Caleb Williams is not going to be Jared Goff, and they're not trying to turn him into that because obviously Jared Goff has become a wonderful quarterback. And I think Ben Johnson has found a way, not that before he was here in Detroit, he was a bad quarterback, but they have really unlocked something with him. I don't think that you're just going to see this conservative quarterback in Caleb Williams. So it's always important for me to hear that because I don't want to see Caleb Williams, the things that make him special.
Yes.
I don't want to see that stuff augmented, maybe just smoothed out a little bit. So I think it was important to hear that. I also think that through all this, you know, what one thing that Ben Johnson's alluded to a lot, Dan, is that they're throwing a lot at him.
Yep.
This isn't, and obviously they're not putting game plans on his lap, but he said it a couple times throughout this process. We are putting a lot on him. He used the word hiccups. There are going to be some hiccups along the way. So I think that they knew that Caleb Williams is not going to be able to absorb all of this in the offseason program. They knew that the defense is probably going to be a little bit of ahead. But as we do look ahead to training camp, and I think I know I said this on the score and probably on the podcast too, eventually we need to hear successive days, multiple days of that's another good day for Caleb Williams. That's five straight good passes by Caleb Williams, not this intermittent stuff.
Yeah.
We're beyond that. Like it's phase two. It's 200 level courses, as our friend Matt Nagy would say.
I love that you brought that up because I was actually driving home from the OTA on Tuesday and I heard you on the score use a C word, a good C word, consistency. Consistency. And you wanted to hear consistency. I always talk about with quarterbacks, you know, there's three C's for me. It's first you're comfortable, then you're confident, and then you have command, right? And that's kind of the escalator you're trying to go on. Comfort, confidence, command.
What?
I love adding consistency to that, right? Because it is a factor for Caleb Williams as he goes forward. Can you string together good series? Can you string together good days? Can you string together good weeks in a way where you're like, okay, yeah, this is truly what growth and an ascension looks like. So I'm glad you brought that up, because you know as well as I do that there's going, as Ben said, there's one or two throws every single day. They're going to make everybody mesmerized, and somebody's going to have a camera filming it, and it's going to be on social media, and it's going to be like, and we know Caleb can do those things.
Yes.
Don't have any questions about those things. The questions we have is, can you do this over and over and over again in a way that makes your offense productive and less mistake prone? You mentioned the hiccups. I will tell you that Josh Blackwell and Major Burns caught passes from Caleb Williams on Tuesday down near the red zone. for those who know, Josh Blackwell and Major Burns are defensive backs, right? So those were two hiccups that I think Ben was alluding to down near the goal line and some condensed field work down in the red zone. You got to get better with that stuff, right? And you, as a quarterback, like, yes, those flashes are going to be there, but then you have to take away the mistakes also in a way that makes everybody more productive. So it's going to be fun. I think we're going to be in for a highly scrutinized camp next month. I think at times you and I are going to roll our eyes till we have a seizure at some of the over exaggeration of what each day was. And we're just going to have to keep this thing in the right frame as the Bears lead up toward that regular season.
Yep. Colston Loveland, still not practicing for the Chicago Bears, came in with the injury. The goal is to have him ready by training camp. But he was talking yesterday, wasn't he, Dan?
Yeah, we heard from three rookies at the podium. It was Loveland, it was Ozzie Trapillo, it was Ruben Hippolyte. And I think it's, when you look at the top of this draft class, Loveland, Burden, Trapillo, like, the rest of those guys have the luxury of time to find their way and figure out what role they're going to play for this team. Those are guys that are expected to contribute right away. Colston Loveland was drafted with an understood injury, a shoulder surgery that he had in the winter that he's still working his way back from. The Bears need to get him up back out on the field as soon as possible so that he can start to acclimate in this offense. Colston did talk to us about what this last stretch has been like. And here were his sentiments on what this last stretch has been like.
That you weren't full go in practice. What were you focused on learning so that when you do come back, you can do everything fast and not think about it?
It's definitely the playbook. I mean, obviously got to take care of everything physically, but mentally, you know, it's a lot. And all you guys know that, but it's just really diving into that playbook. You know, it's one thing to know it and then to go out there and do it in real time. So it's just the walkthrough reps, the mental reps, like I've said. Those are huge and crucial, and it's just my teammates around me doing a great job. You know, any questions, they're very coachable, and, you know, it goes both ways, so it's been great.
Last year, Roman Duvey said that he was going to go between the break, go back to Las Vegas, have his parents, just everybody, like, stand around and work out stuff. What are you planning on doing, like, the next 6 weeks before camp?
Yeah, just work, obviously get back right, continue rehab, working out, but definitely have my own little walkthroughs, whether I need to go with my brother or whoever that is. You know, saying some plays, lining up, just doing stuff, you know, repetitive. I'm getting those reps and just become second nature at that point. So
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
That's the goal, right?
Fine.
So now you've got a rookie tight end that needs to get himself healthy. And there's going to be a long list, Grody, when we walk into that building in the late stages of July, of guys that we're trying to physically evaluate. Is Colston Loveland back? Is he back? You know, is Braxton Jones coming along to practice with the offense at any point during the preseason? What are we going to get out of another guy, Luther Burden III, who... this is probably a bigger talking point. I'll turn it over to you on Loveland, and then we'll get to Burden and what Coach said about Burden on Tuesday that I think caught everyone's attention.
Well, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting to that as well. Like, my thought on Colston Loveland right now is, okay, he's in the saying all the right things phase of his career, that he's looking forward to camp and that he's taking the mental reps and all of that stuff. But it does, unfortunately for me, it rings hollow. And like I said, I'll give him credit for saying all the right things. But again, that's just essential minimal competency. So I'm looking forward to seeing him on the field, not on the stationary bikes, not being limited out on the field, because these are all the things that I fear, which of course brings us to our next cut, Dan, that you are going to present us with, and that would be Ben Johnson on another rookie for the
Bears. Yeah, and we'll set it up by just saying that Luther Burden arrived here as a second round draft pick with a lot of Chicago and people in the national orbit saying, what a steal of a draft pick the Bears got in this explosive playmaking wide receiver. And then Luther Burden had a little bit of an injury late on the second day of rookie minicamp, and he was back out on the field the next day, but they didn't really do much, and we didn't see him through any of the 3 weeks of OTAs. We didn't see him at all during the mandatory minicamp, and so that's a month's worth of on-field practice with the full team and the veterans that Luther Burden is missed out on. And so Ben Johnson was kind of asked, you know, what has Luther Burden missed out on? And he was pretty candid, as he always is.
Mm-hmm. We've seen a lot of Burden since the last day of rookie minicamp. Do you think he'll be ready? Another training camp question. And what does he miss in being unable to be out?
Yeah, no, he misses a lot. I mean, anytime you're not out there, if you're in the training room when the rest of the guys are practicing, you're losing valuable time. Valuable time with your coaches, valuable reps with your teammates, the ability to build the trust that we're talking about. It's not just the coaching staff having trust in you doing the right thing over and over, but it's also your teammates. They got to be out there. They got to see you do it. They got to know that the guy right left of them, that they're going to do the right things and they're going to make the plays when called upon. So, I think it's for everybody. And it's a shame that he got dinged up and missed all that time, because for a young player, it's really where you get the most reps and you can get better in a hurry that way. So that's really for every player on this team.
I hate to repeat myself, but do you anticipate he'll be good for training camp?
He will. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. I don't want to overanalyze any, and especially since I wasn't there. But he'll be there. Why would he be there? Why are you asking me that? You didn't say that. I said that. Did he say that? I didn't say that. You said that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think you heard some frustration from the head coach that his rookie receiver was missing so much time that could be used to grow and to build trust, you know, with the quarterback, with the play caller, with everybody else around him. Look, like, I know we're going to bring in Adam Stasinski for an altering viewpoint on this here in a second. I just think it's notable. Like, it's notable. We're not pulling the alarm and telling everybody to evacuate the building, but it's notable. Like,
I smell some smoke in the air. Let's see if that's just something that dissipates here in the next 5 minutes, or if it becomes something more.
Yeah, and look, I get worried. And look, Ben Johnson said he misses a lot. It's valuable time. Those are the words that came out of the head coach's mouth. I just know that this is a true setback. We've seen it too many times where rookies come in and they miss time in the offseason program, and then they never really catch their breath, so to speak, even during the regular season. And it doesn't always happen like that. I mean, Roquan Smith came up yesterday. He basically missed his entire, you know, offseason program, his rookie year in 2018, and the first play that he had against the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau in primetime was what, Dan? A dialed up sack.
It was a sack, but I always bring that one up as well, because Roquan Smith didn't start that first game.
No, he did not.
As a rookie,
right.
because he missed so much time in camp via a contract holdout. And what happened in that first game? The Chicago Bears lost by 1 point to the Green Bay Packers in an Aaron Rodgers-led comeback, and then the Chicago Bears missed out on the bye for the playoffs by one win.
Wow.
At the end of the season. And oh, by the way, guess what happened in the game that they played in the playoffs? They missed a field goal to end it that would have put them into a round that they would have been in with one more win had they not had to play that game. So all these little things matter. I know that's an extreme case. Kevin White, I think, is the horror story of all horror stories from 2015, where it was like, where's Kevin during the spring? Oh, don't worry about it. Kevin, be all right. Then you're 2 weeks into training camp, and Kevin's got a stress fracture, and we'll be lucky if he's available in December. You know, and you're like, oh man, that escalated quickly, right? And so that's why I say just file this away, and why don't we bring Adam in here and get him to offer some calm, maybe?
Yeah, because I was on the score yesterday and was doing a whole segment on my concerns and worries about I'm singling out Luther Burden, but you could say the same thing for Colston as well.
So here's the thing, guys, and I heard the segment you were doing yesterday, Grody, and I rolled my eyes a little bit. I was like, guys, can we relax? Can we just relax? And I hate to use that word, because I know that the quarterback up north, who used to be up north, used that word. But we knew Colston Loveland was going to be out until training camp. We knew that. So there shouldn't be panic there. We knew that was going to be the case. With Luther Burden, Ben Johnson literally said, when asked directly, yeah, he expects him to be ready for training camp. Now, if he's not, then we can have a further conversation. Like then there's time to be like, okay, what's going on here? But until then, until we see Luther Burden not there, then, okay, like, let's just take Ben Johnson at his word. He hasn't given us any reason to not believe him so far this offseason. I think he's been pretty honest about everything that he's been asked directly on. And as for his previous answer, like, yeah, I understand that Luther Burden's missing time, and it's valuable time, and it is a setback. Don't get me wrong. Like, it's unfortunate. I personally am not too worried, because then when you look at the team as a whole, the reality is that Luther Burden is kind of, and don't get me wrong, he needs to be out there to get ready and be an asset for this team. But if he's not full go right away, it's not the end of the world, because they have other wide receiver weapons.
Oh, yeah. Well,
let me finish. I understand that they're a better team, most likely a better team, if Luther Burden is healthy and ready to go and contributing. But it's not the end of the world if he misses a little time. Like,
well, I hear what you're saying. Like, they've got depth, and there's guys that are ahead of him on the depth chart at this moment. Like, I get all that. But guess what? Those two guys are supposed to be what changes this offense, what takes it to another level, which gives Caleb Williams different options, multiple options. So the idea that it's okay, they've got enough. No. They added, for the first time in decades, with the first two selections of their draft, they brought in offensive pass catchers, which they just don't do, to change this thing. And I'll just say this too, that just because Ben Johnson has been honest about these injuries and the organization has been honest about these injuries does not mean that it doesn't still suck. And also, just because he may be ready for training camp doesn't mean he didn't just miss this portion of his rookie development. You kind of breezed right past that.
I just told you I understand it's a setback. It's a setback.
Said it's basically okay. As long as he's ready for training camp, you're okay disacknowledging all the stuff that he's already missed.
Let me clarify then. He missed time, and that's unfortunate. But if Ben Johnson says he's going to be ready for training camp, great. And then we'll take off from there. And I understand it's a little bit of a setback.
It is a setback.
That's fine, but then he'll have...
There's no, we'll just take off from there. It's going to be slow going.
He'll have 6 weeks in training camp to get his feet on the ground.
Right. I hope you're right.
All right, so here's the road I'm on, and it's on a different street than Studs is on. They run parallel to each other. Studs is on the... Until we see that he's not there, there's no reason to worry. I would say until we see him on the practice field, the concern should be elevated, right? Because Luther Burden walked into the league, and part of the reason he was available to the Bears in the late 30s in the second round was because there were questions about how much he liked to practice at Missouri, how much he liked to dial in when things were going rough. And so I think that there is a challenge to Luther Burden to prove that he is one of these grinder professionals that I get it. He worked out the night of the first round when he didn't get picked, and he went over to the facility and he put in time. But that's a year-round job now, right? Like, you're an NFL football player drafted in the second round, and you've got to, again, in Ben's words, earn trust. Show the people around you that you know what to do, and that they know when they walk out in the practice field that you're going to be there. Look, like, we're going to pick this discussion back up, obviously, on July 23rd when the Bears have their first practice in Lake Forest, and we're going to say, Luther Burden limited, or Luther Burden full, or Luther Burden standing on the sidelines, and then we're going to pull back up this argument, and we're going to say, okay, that this was what was there. Again, like, I don't know that anybody here, I didn't hear Grody's segment on Tuesday on the airwaves of the Score. I don't know if anybody has declared this the end of the world, but I do think this is one of those, like I went for my physical last week and my cholesterol is elevated. The doctor didn't say, hey, drive right to the cardiologist, you're gonna die in 3 weeks, but he said, keep an eye on that, right? And I think this keep an eye on that type of thing, right? Like, you need to get this back in the right lane here soon, and we're not gonna panic, but this is something that Luther Burden has to earn that trust. That's the word of Ben Johnson, the word of Ben, you know, like, praise be to George Halas, you know.
And maybe here, one more thing, guys, and maybe, and I appreciate the discussion. I think it's a healthy discussion.
It's good. It's healthy.
I think
I'm doing to elevate my cholesterol.
Yeah, what happened, by the way? You look like you're in good shape. That kind of scares me.
That's genetics, man. That's genetics. Yeah. That's all genetics.
That's a cry for help.
Trust me, I got that coming my way too. Don't worry. Anyway. What was I going to say? Oh, yeah. So the one, maybe this is another thought that popped into my head listening to Ben Johnson speak both yesterday and today with Luther Burden particularly. And this is something that I think you heard a lot of coaches talk about. Like, maybe Luther Burden right now is learning the difference between being hurt and being injured.
Sure.
And maybe they are trying to say to him, hey, listen, are you really injured? Or what's going on here?
We don't even know what the injury is. It was listed as soft tissue. He landed on a football in rookie minicamp. That was the last time that I saw him run a football play. And I don't even know, like, I have no idea what the injury is. And so when we get into camp, we're going to have to get a little bit more clarity about what it was that kept him out for this duration of time, because that's significant, right? And the head coach had an opportunity to say, well, listen, like, he had a very severe calf strain, right? Like, and we understand it's something that nothing you can do about it. Ben didn't say any of those things, right? Like Ben offered soft tissue a month ago, and then yesterday said, yeah, he misses a lot by not being out there, right? And that was frustration from a coach that I think he expressed publicly, and that we should take into account as we're assessing the situation.
It's not nothing. I wasn't trying to say that it's nothing. I hope
so.
That
somewhere
wasn't
between
the
nothing and the end of the world,
we must have been something.
It's less. It's more towards nothing for me than it is towards the end of the world. I just say, like, if we're on a sliding scale there, but I think that ultimately, you know, look, he said he's gonna be back for training camp. So, okay. And then, look, he's gonna have some catching up to do, and that is unfortunate. And I think that, you know, maybe, and again, if this is a thing where he's learning the difference between being hurt and being injured, then that's a lesson to learn now. And that's unfortunate that he had to learn the lesson, but some guys have to have that beat into their heads. Like, hey, sometimes you're going to not be 100%. And, you know, a lot of guys aren't 100% when you get into December. Sometimes you just got to push through it. And it's unfortunate, but that's the reality of this business.
One last little punctuation on this for me is there, this was seen a little bit coming out of draft weekend by some people around the league as a luxury pick because it was made for a position where the Bears already had a decent amount of talent stockpile. That's premium draft capital that you used on a player that you deemed the best available on your board. Your board spoke to you and it said, take Luther Burden. It's also a pick that you could have used on another pass rusher or another helper on defense or another helper to the offensive line or whatever it looks like, right? Like, it's a pick that was used to help the Bears become better quickly. And so that is what it has to be judged by. Does Luther Burden help the Bears become better quickly?
And I think that's a fair point.
It's a fair point.
Let's bounce through a bunch of things here for our grand finale here, including Ozzie Trapillo continues to get some shine at the left tackle spot. That's another position, Dan, that once we get to training camp, I think we will see quickly one person manning that spot, maybe within the first week of training camp.
It's funny. We're going to have to really dial in on those, like, offensive line versus defensive line one-on-ones. You know, we're going to have to see how Ozzie Trapillo is handling some of the pass rushers that come at him, whether it's Montez Sweat one day, Dom Robinson the next day, Dio Odengbo the next day, like whatever comes his way. We want to see that he can hold up when the pads come on and they start to get competitive. I think there's been nothing but praise of Trapillo since he got here for his mental aptitude, his ability to handle what they're teaching him and apply it to the practice field. But offensive line play is ultimately judged by when the beasts get together and they start ramming their heads together, what does it look like? And so Ozzie Trapillo's ability to prove that he's a reliable pass protector is going to be the thing that sets him apart. And we're not going to know that until they get those pads on.
Yeah, which will be, by the way, July 22nd is when the Chicago Bears will report to training camp. So we have some time off right now. In the meantime, in between time, we'll talk about camp here in a second. But also, everybody's been tracking Aaron Rodgers. We've all got him on our phones, and we're like, where is he? Where is he now? Oh, he's in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers did report to Packers mini camp wearing
Steelers mini camp. Steelers mini camp. Steelers mini camp.
Wow. Wearing number 8 for the Steelers. He did not diss Terry Bradshaw by wearing his number 12. So maybe Aaron Rodgers is a new and different person that I should root for, or no.
As you know, save the date, November 23rd, Aaron Rodgers back to Soldier Field one more time to play against the Chicago Bears. He talked this week about making decisions that are fulfilling to the soul. And this one is a decision that's fulfilling to the soul. And so Aaron Rodgers, who, oh, by the way, had a mystery marriage that was revealed this week. He's had a wedding ring on his finger. We don't know to who. And all of a sudden, Aaron Rodgers is married. This is a man of mystery for certain. The mystery now is whether he can lead the Steelers to places they haven't been in a while and whether it's going to work there in Pittsburgh with Mike Tomlin and Arthur Smith, right? Like, he's got to acclimate with both those guys on a very short timeline here after missing most of the spring himself. Fascinating. And I know that you're with me, that you agree that it's doubly fascinating that he's on the Bears schedule this year.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's, honestly, I've said it out loud, I'll say it again, I think it's going to be a disaster for the Pittsburgh Steelers this year. It's just the way I feel. The guy's 42. I know, and you laid it out very well. He was strong at the end of last season, but I don't like it. I don't like it for the Steelers. I think this is the first year that Mike Tomlin has an under 500 record.
I did that mock schedule a couple months ago, and people said, oh, you're mocking Aaron Rodgers to the Steelers. We're really taking liberties with this mock schedule. Well, here we are.
Rodgers, you got one.
Playing the Bears at Soldier Field.
You got one right. Bingo. I'm sorry, Dan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible.
Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Should I have led with that? You really wanted to get that in there. Yes, you were right, Dan.
I'll get better. Right. I'll get better. I'm not going to hear it from you.
Oh, that's hilarious. That's Dan doing his Doug Eddings impersonation. Dan and I hosted a show together on The Score. What day was that? Monday? If you go back on the Odyssey app of The Score and you want to hear 3 hours of Dan and I talking about Doug Eddings, the umpire from the Cubs game from a few days ago, you will totally enjoy that little reference that Dan just made right there.
Great stuff. I've been laughing about it for 3 days since, because it's really, really good stuff.
It is. And then me trying to improvise, because I didn't know what you were doing. Like at Tanny played that. Our guy Chris Tannell on The Score did an entire open yesterday on The Score.
Oh, I haven't heard that yet.
Go back and listen. It's pretty funny. It's you trying to set me up and me failing miserably. But the fail was funny, and that's the beautiful part about it. So if you need more long form, if you dare need us talking about other things than the Bears, check us out on The Score as often as you possibly can. We'd like to get Dan on there as well, so we could just do fun, wild live radio. What will also be fun, Dan, is I mentioned that camp starts July 22nd, and then two different teams that they will have some cross practices with the Dolphins and the Bills, right?
Yeah, those dates are August 8th and August 15th at Halas Hall. Those are the crossover practices. Then 2 days after each of those will be the games at Soldier Field, the preseason, exhibition home games. We're closer than we think. I know, obviously, we're going to keep the podcast running through summer break, but it's going to be good to step away. I'm going to step away a little bit more than Ben Johnson is. I think that Benny's ready to get back in the lab and just to start, getting the test tubes together and doing stuff. I'm going to go find a pool chair somewhere, a golf course somewhere, and step away a little bit. But we'll be filling these podcasts.
Oh, absolutely.
With plenty of content over the next.
Yeah, man. Weeks. No. I'm glad that you're getting some time off. You certainly deserve it. Adam Studzinski and I will handle the podcast for a while. I know that your guy from the Chicago Tribune, Sean Hammond, is going to jump on Thursday for another recording of the podcast. I will be, just so people know, if you want to listen, because we'll have lots of Bears talk, and you never know when Dan's name will pop up or even be on the radio. I'll be hosting shows on The Score as we're recording today, Wednesday afternoon and Thursday afternoon. There'll be lots of Bears content throughout those shows as well.
Should be fun.
Amen. And so that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Take the North. For that guy, Dan Wiederer, for Adam Studzinski, I am Mark Grody, again saying thank you for watching and listening to the Take the North podcast.
Great talk. See you out there.
Thank you, everybody. The Bears.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.